It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
98.9 FM. Yeah, good morning, Dr. Jonathan. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
Morning. Thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Any updates over the weekend, mate?
So still lots of cases happening across the globe, actually increasing numbers of new cases worldwide. Mm-hmm. The number of deaths per day is decreasing. About 45% of people have recovered compared to about 30% a month ago. So that's getting better, but definitely Australia's in a better spot. So we've had about an average of 13 a day for the last week, but 21 of those were with the Al-Kuwait ship that came from overseas. Mm-hmm. And there's a few clusters in Victoria, family cluster and one of the hotels that had seven cases. Queensland has had zero cases for 4 days and only 3 cases for the whole week. So, you know, we're doing really well. And I think that's what the news was yesterday, really, that a big pat on the back.
Yeah. Well, I'm here to make a massive announcement to you, Dr. Jonathan. I think that the return of rugby league is a farce, because last night I watched the game between Newcastle and Panthers, and four Panther players shared the one drink bottle.
Ah!
No. And
I was just watching and I thought, you know, it's got to be just under the surface. If this goes again, it'll really go. You're sitting there watching, and because you're isolated and because you've got the social distancing and all that sort of stuff, then you're just more aware. And I just watched them sharing this bottle thinking, you know, only one of them has to have it.
But they do have testing quite often. So the Brisbane Lions boys have them twice a week. So really, if they're sticking to their strict protocols, there shouldn't be any cross-contamination. But
yeah, but surely a strict protocol would be that you wouldn't use the same bottle.
I would have thought so.
Yeah, true.
Because you don't know, you know, what point in the testing and all of that. It's always a day late too. I wouldn't be.
I don't know. I was just an old man going, oh my God, look at that.
Minding your own business.
Yeah, thinking that, you know. Because we've been speaking for quite some time, John, about, you know, how just under the surface it is and how careful we've got to be. And, gee, I worry that we are opening up things. Yeah.
I think, and we said yesterday that there's obviously a lot more that we can do now. We can basically leave our homes for whatever reason. Not that we're probably kind of coming up with reasons anyway, but, you know, now we can go and stay overnight in places. We can travel anywhere in Queensland apart from some remote communities that are still restricted. 20 people in restaurants, gyms will be opening, cinemas even. So, I think as always, as these release, it's really great. We can enjoy it, but, you know, it's just because you can do something doesn't mean you should go and do everything either, like we've talked about. So, you know.
Yeah, Dr. Jonathan, on Saturday, me and a couple mates, it was just me, my partner, two other friends, we just went down to New Farm Park. We thought it was going to be quite quiet, and it was just on dusk, and it was literally like a music festival down there. And it wasn't long before like five cop cars rolled up and then just started shutting everyone down. It was a pretty interesting situation to see that many people in the park on a Saturday night, but it even felt a bit weird and unsafe.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we have our first women's footy training session tonight, but apparently we have to all wait in our cars and wait for a message. We all must be ready to go. There's no access to our actual facilities. We go straight in the ground. We bring our own water bottles, all labelled, separated, and there's minimal contact. So it's ball skills, but we are sanitised all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that sounds good.
It's different, but yeah, we're keen to get back out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I bet. When's your first game? Do you know that yet?
I think it's sort of like early July, end of June. That's what they're hoping for, but it's a very, very short season with little finals at the end. But our club has been so ridiculously strict. But at the same time, you know, we are not taking any chances because we've all taken a bit of a hit to the financial side of things. So
You don't want it to happen again.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, backwards. Yeah, and I think that's what we've all got to do as we get to do more and more. We've got to stick with the same things we've been learning, you know, the keeping at 1.5 metres, washing your hands regularly. And I think it's tempting to relax that or to get complacent, but, you know, it's even more important now that we're all going to be interacting a lot more with each other.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, I wanted to keep going just a little bit longer because I feel like you and I, we have a bit of a friendship going here, John.
I really enjoy it.
When this virus is over, would you mind just calling in anyway?
Yeah, just call in and just say hi and how you going and, you know.
Just check up on definitely. Us every now and then, please.
I'll be here for that. I'll tell you what I was organising over the weekend. We got a family trip to Cairns happening in July, and we've been like on the edge as to is this going to happen or not. And we had our flights cancelled from Virgin and kind of trying to reschedule, seeing what we can get. So we're still got fingers crossed that it can go ahead. But, you know, we'll be guided by it. We've got a family coming from interstate, so we've got to have the borders open. But, but when that's right for that to happen, we'll be guided by the decisions.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to happen, though. Like everything, like cinemas, I've been hanging out for the cinemas to open.
I want to see Mulan already.
Mulan.
But anyway, just keep that in mind, Dr. Jonathan. I'd love to keep our friendship going a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget us, all right?
Jamie, really appreciate that. You know, Jamie, you know you're my hero from my childhood for getting to watch Anger on the Saturday.
Keep talking, Dr. Jonathan, yes!
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.